It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. This hour really flies by, Brian.
It does.
If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents podcast, and you can also give us a follow over on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 927 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha.
We've got a couple special guests here today.
We do.
Alan Robinson and Alex Gish, they are of the Herbal Aspect, which is right next door to where you are.
Yes,
in Madison.
The Solidarity Realty Studios.
Yeah, the Solidarity Realty Studios right next door on University Avenue. Check it out. They also have a brand new shop. You guys got a brand new place in Wanakee, is that correct?
Absolutely. Man, Brian, I got to tell you right now, you're jamming coming out of the breaks. I'm digging I Got a Five on it.
I had the song in my head all day. I'm like, I'm playing that.
Man.
I'm playing that for, and I'm playing it for Alan because I know you, and I like seeing you move. It's fun.
I can absolutely, you know, I Got Five on it. And for anybody that does have Five on it, we are opened up in Wanakee, right? Right on Main Street at,
204 West Main. It's the old Cybus Italian Markets.
Yeah. Come check us out. We've got all the gummies. We've got all the tinctures. We're 25% off all day.
You know what, Alan? It's 2022, so two more days of 420, I think. I think 25% off until Friday.
We're 25% off until Friday.
All right.
You heard it here
both
first,
our
folks.
Stores. My goodness.
We're extending it.
Yeah.
Alex is extending it here on the airwaves right now.
Well,
so
you know,
go check
happened.
Out the locations for the Herbal Aspect.
Earlier today, I missed the first 420. It was the first 420 that I've missed in the past 3 years, right?
Wow.
I typically smoke at each of the 420s, and I wake up early. That having been said, today I didn't want to be stoned when I gave my testimony before this second hearing, public hearing at the Capitol. So I'm about to roll up on my first 420 of the day, so I think this is absolutely fitting to extend it out since it was stolen from me for these for these pot pun headlines.
Congratulations.
And you guys got an event going on at the location here on University Avenue as well. Alan, what kind of festivities does the shop have going on this evening?
Well, you know, we were going to do a grill out, but it was supposed to rain today. Yeah. So we're just all hanging out and loving it up on the holiday.
All right, fantastic. So go check out either of the locations of the Herbal Aspect. Brian, go ahead.
I can tell you from experience, it's really a lot of fun going in there.
I can go and get a bucket of party wings.
See, this is the type of attitude we're talking about, folks.
You
walk in, you think, hey, I'm just going to go get some, Delta 8, it's going to be fine and everything. Oh, I've been talking to Alan for like 45 minutes. This is fantastic. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Yeah, man, we try to be as friendly, educational, informational, professional as possible. You know, we just want to make sure that people get as stony as they want to be.
I was told recently that it feels like a jewelry store.
Yeah,
in our spot. So we had a lounge in there. If you want to come, eat some edibles, post up, watch a movie, order
free
some Jimmy
Wi-Fi.
Jones. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's wow.
It's your cannabis connection crib.
There
That's
you go.
Great.
And now with the location in Wanakee as well. Alex, you want to give them the address one more time in Wanakee?
204 West Main Street in Wanakee.
Fantastic. And it is, the deal is being extended for an additional 2 days over at the Herbal Aspect. 25% off for an additional 2 days for 2022. So go check them out. And I really want to quickly plug as well our previous guests before Alan and Alex. Dan Schaefer over the Recombobulation area. If you don't have a chance, if you haven't had a chance yet to go subscribe to Dan's work that he does, he's doing great independent journalism in Milwaukee. Go subscribe to the Recombobulation area on Substack. Check him out. Support the local journalism. Support the local CBD and Delta 8 shops here in Wisconsin, because that's what it's all about, folks. That's why I really like having you on, Alan. I really appreciate one of the other things. I didn't quite get to find the sound from Senator Felskowski earlier, but before we leave the air for the day, do you want to quickly recap what you had found or what you had heard as a response? Because when you listed off all the things that would have been included under this Republican proposal, I don't remember the numbers behind the SB, but one of the things was left out, and it was...
Flower.
Flower. So why is flower left out of the Republican proposal to legalize medicinal marijuana?
That's a big part of the whole thing.
Yeah. So the reason that flower was left out of the Republican proposal is because members of the Republican caucus were concerned about secondhand cannabis smoke being harmful to children. I don't see any of those Republicans jumping to the front of the line to prohibit cigarettes.
Most of them are on the soft packs. I'm just letting you know, those are guys who smoke the soft packs still and get really angry and have that look on their face. They kind of have one hanging off the end, and then they light the other one on it, and then they're worried about the secondhand cannabis smoke for their kids. Good job.
There just isn't much evidence that suggests that secondhand THC smoke is as dangerous as secondhand smoke from cigarettes. You know, while many of the same carcinogens are present because it's a combusted material, THCs also have the added benefit of being basic anti-carcinogens.
Right. And so in my experience of seeing kids being, you know, exposed to THC in general is to calm seizures. You know, it's medicinal and helpful at times. I'm not saying that you should go and blow a bunch of smoke into your kid's face, but again, most people aren't doing that.
No, most people aren't doing that. And again, I advocate for responsible adult use of cannabis and for medicinal access for minors, right?
I mean no one's advocating for kids to get high. My point is that, you know, you're worried about secondhand smoke, and it's just you're looking for a problem is what it is.
Yeah, I always thought that was a foolish argument to say that you couldn't have things like edibles just because maybe somebody's gonna give them away for free in Halloween candy. It's like, who's handing out free edibles to children? Okay,
that's someone with a lot of money.
Cannabis to anybody.
Right. No, like, I'm not giving away free weed. The fact of the matter is, you know, they haven't come up with a regulatory structure to continue to penalize flower for certain groups while allowing access to flower for other groups.
We
you understand
do
what
not
I'm saying?
Sell to anyone under the age of 21.
Right. We don't sell to anybody under the age of 21.
But there's no
legally
law that
we
would
prevent us. Right. If you're 18 or older, you could buy Delta 8, but we don't do that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that is Alan Robinson and Alex Gish of The Herbal Aspect. Go check out one of their stores here on University Avenue or in Wanakee. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Otherwise, we will see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you then.
It's going to be a fun time, I promise everybody. Happy holidays.